Brian and Janelle, and joining us live is our good friends and regular contributors from My Marriage Matters, authors, speakers with family life, Joe and Cindy Farini. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Joe, was this you asking about what to do with divas in a marriage? Or was this Len, or who was this?
What?
Oh, my goodness. yeah, he gave me a call the other day.
Oh, man. What do I do with this girl?
So, first of all, okay, when you say diva or divo, like, what do you mean by that? Let's define this first.
Thank you.
Well, could we do one thing first?
Sure.
Could I ask you, and then we'll go to answer your question. If you could each give, just off the top of your head, when you think of a diva, or a divo would be the male version, what are the first maybe two or three things that come to your mind about, like, a characteristic of that person? Let's do that really quick first.
Go ahead,
Janelle. You go first.
That's the first thing that came to my mind. It's going to sound terrible, but I'll qualify it. It's Janelle.
Not a diva.
Will you tell?
Without mentioning names.
Tell Cindy and Joe about your problem you have right now with your guests. Go ahead.
So I've never, since I was a teenager, liked to pump gas, and my dad would take care of business. Well, now I got a bunch of guys in my house. I birthed four men, and so I don't like pumping gas. It's cold outside, and so what I'll do is I'll count down and be like, okay, I can make it to the house, and then I'll pick up one of the boys, and then they can pump. Well, I'm really low in when I pulled into the parking lot. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'll make it
She's going to do, you guys, because she doesn't pump gas. She won't pump gas herself, and she doesn't know what to do. It's on empty. So can that be my turn, Cindy?
It is not diva. No, listen, I did all the work. Like, I'm their mom. The least they could do is pump some gas for
Cindy?
Me.
Cindy? Well, at the very...
Oh, wow.
Oh, we're going to be in big trouble.
Janelle's turn, maybe? Should we just go to Janelle?
Okay.
Well, you only gave a name. We were looking for characteristics.
Okay.
Come on, Brian. Help with the conversation.
Makes people do stuff for him all the time.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I delegate.
It makes lots of demands. Make sure it's their way.
I'm
not
a leader.
About you anymore.
Good. Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good. Okay, Janelle, you give a couple. Give two or three that come to your mind. And it could be a guy or a girl, but don't give a name. Just think of, like, three characteristics. Go ahead.
Self-serving, selfish, like it's all about them, has a lot of demands.
Go ahead. Say Brian. Go ahead.
Yeah. You want me to tell the story what you did behind the scenes one time? Thank you. Okay. Yes. Thank you. So it was Cher, and the microphone was like, oh, no, his earpiece was acting funny, and the mic goes off, and he was like, I don't know what to do with this. I can't work like this. I was like, whoa, you are a servant of the Lord. You're going to work however he says you're going to work.
It was a Devo moment.
Thank
no question
you.
About
yes.
it.
Well, I think there is a difference between a Devo moment and a person who is ongoing a Devo. But to answer your question, those are great. Those are great ways
Very
to get
good.
Us started, I think, in thinking.
Okay.
And I do want us to think about this, because the question that came across our desk was about a spouse. And Joe and I both had, we have really dug into this. I bet we've probably spent 4 hours looking up different things, calling some counselors we know. This really intrigued us. This topic really intrigued us. But I think, you know, if I'm going to have Joe give sort of the definition, which will answer your question, Brian. But I really feel that when you look at this, there are people who exemplify this, and a lot of times they don't even recognize that they do. And Joe and I, as we began going through this, I asked him, I said, name two men that come to your mind and two women that come to your mind that we know that would exemplify this. And we both said the same two people, which I thought was really interesting.
Wow. Did you say Brian and Janelle?
I will give characteristics, not names.
So close.
But I'm trying to be diplomatic here. But, you know, when we look at these things, and Joe and I just were so intrigued, and I thought, you know, we are not counselors. we can mentor, I think, pretty well, but we are not counselors that know how to divide and figure out who's got this issue or that issue or where they have to go. So what we did was we contacted a counselor, and she allowed for us to kind of enter into this world of the whole drama of the diva, and a lot of it went back to the person who is a narcissist. And so what I want to do is I want for Joe to take a minute. We'll talk about how to deal with that kind of person at the end, but we have to first really have a working knowledge of who this person is. So Joe's going to take that away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. Yeah, let's do a quick Webster Dictionary type definition on this diva person. Again, keep in mind we're talking about divos as well, so guys are not exempt
from
this one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So a diva... A diva, by definition, is a high-performing, high-maintenance narcissist. The diva is a pretty self-important person, temperamental, difficult to please. And lately, I've been really enjoying doing word studies, and I found out in the Italian language, the word diva means goddess.
Oh,
and in Latin, diva comes from the word deus, D-E-U-S, meaning god. And interestingly enough, this word deuce is also where the name devil comes from. In fact, the prefix diva is short for the word divination. So if that gives you some background information as to what this diva is all about. But an example of diva is really it's a spoiled person who wants things his or her own way, who bosses and bullies people around them. And they expect special treatment because they feel there's a sense of entitlement in everything they do. And you can pretty much nail these people because who they are, because they talk incessantly about themselves because they just want all the attention. And as Cindy said, a little bit of research on this topic shows that their source of narcissism, if you will, is their low self-esteem, which leads them to constantly trying to pump themselves up. And so that's the origin of why we see sometimes folks, you know, behave in the way that they do. And, you know, they have this evidence of a grandiose sense of self-importance. They're saying things like, I'm so successful, I'm so powerful, I'm so smart, I'm so brilliant, I'm so beautiful. And, you know, there's a place for having fun to do those kind of things. And there's nothing wrong with that, of course. But some other words for diva include things like a queen, being a narcissist, or a prima donna.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are people who are just plain old difficult to work with. But they're very temperamental people and just basically an inflated view of their own talents and their own importance.
Yeah. Brian and Diva here, Moody Radio.
What? I don't sound like what Joe said.
No, you don't. I'm just being fun. So Joe and Cindy Farini with us from My Marriage Matters. We'll tell you more about how to get connected with them in just a few minutes. But they're talking today about how they've dug in deeply to the issue of diva and divo in your marriage and family and what you do with this person. And Joe, you know, what was pointed out to me in your definition was it's that narcissistic, self-centered person. But at their core, they have very low self-esteem. And I think that's an interesting contradiction.
Yeah,
it really is. But research shows that. And so it makes a lot of sense as you begin to dwell into this thing the manifestation of this self-esteem comes out as a diva-type characteristics. So it's a cover-up. It's kind of a defense mechanism that they throw at you to defend themselves against their self-esteem.
So with that in mind, Cindy, I mean, what do we do with the divas and divos in our lives?
Well, you know, I think when it's in a marriage, it's a lot differently we would deal with it than outside of our marriage. If it's a friend or a neighbor or someone outside of our marriage. And I just want to say that I have one particular person in my life who dresses like amazingly, and she and her husband, I mean, if I told you where they go and who they hang with and how they dress, you would probably think, oh, they're probably divos and divas. And they are the farthest thing from that. They are two of the most humble, lovable, likable, and giving people. And they wouldn't exemplify this. So it's not going to be like, you know, the person who looks a certain way. It's going to really be a matter of the heart.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to really emphasize. And so, you know, how do we deal with this? Well, I think, and we've said this so many times, but I love the Leslie Vernick quote that says that a healthy relationship is mutually caring, mutually honest, and mutually respectful. But when you have someone who is a diva or a divo in your home, what you really are bringing in is a lot of drama. And all that drama then takes away from anything that you can do that is caring for one another, or even maybe honest or respectful, because all of this energy, all of this, it's draining. It's draining to that person. You are exhausted. If you're the other spouse, it's intense. And so we look at this really as being, a lot of drama. And as Christians, we should really desire to have a good relationship with all people, but of course, obviously our spouse. And if you are a diva or a divo in your marriage, I'm just going to tell you what, it is toxic. It is not a healthy marriage. And that's where possibly premarital counseling could have been a help in the beginning. But here's a couple of things that have been recommended to do. And there's so much. And at the end, I'll tell people where they can go to get more information, because there is so much out there. But you have to pick the battles that you're going to have in your relationship. You have to ask yourself the question, you know, am I going to resolve this specific one particular battle, or am I going to have to just ignore it, or am I going to have to somehow accommodate it? If we resolve it, of course, that's the very best way for it to go. But not all divas and divos want you to resolve it, because they want to keep up that drama. Maybe you think you want to walk away and just ignore it, and sometimes you have to. But those who want to accommodate it, what happens is they just get right back into the drama, because you are continuously, constantly allowing that cycle to happen. And then you become toxic in that relationship also.
How can you...
Go ahead.
Yeah, in terms of that, as you engage, just a word for the divas and divos, because I think they could be listening and thinking, okay, who do I know that's a diva, and miss it? So how do you recognize it in yourself?
Well, this is where I think it gets really, really tricky, because I think a lot of people don't. I think that because they are so into themselves and so thinking about themselves only, I really think it's hard for them. And when we have done a lot of study on narcissism, and again, we are not counselors, but the things that we have learned, it's really hard to counsel someone who's a narcissist, because they're always right.
Yeah.
They're always perfect. Nothing is ever wrong. And that's what makes it really difficult. And so, you know, if someone, let's just say that Joe is always saying to me, Cindy, you always want your own way. Cindy, why do you think you're so this? Why are you all about that? If I really want to look at that, I need to take some introspection and ask myself and ask the Lord, like, is this really who I am? Yeah. And then maybe I need to get counseling. But I will say, if you're in a marriage and you're married to one who is a diva or a divo, and they're not changing, they don't want to change, they're not interested, they like this drama, then you should go get counseling so you know how to handle them.
Yeah.
Because it's toxic. And that is the problem with friendships. It is the problem, too, in marriages. I would also say that a person would need to learn how to keep their boundaries and kind of move along with some things, and not allow that person to always be the center of tension. I would stop making excuses for them. I wouldn't say, well, that's just how they are. Oh, they just, you know, that's just how they think. No, there really is a sinful aspect of this. There's an aspect of, you know, puffing up oneself. And that is not biblical at all. So I would suggest stop making excuses for them. And, you know, if there is a time where you feel like you want to enter into conversation with them, it's almost like you need to ask if you can help, or ask for permission to say something to them about themselves. Because if they don't want to hear it, again, you're just doing that whole drama thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
just the same thing. And I think the person who is the opposite of that, they do need to take care of themselves. And I'm not saying in a selfish way, but in a way that says, wait a minute, you're getting all this time. You're getting your way. I need a little break. And I guess the bottom line of all of this would be, while you can try to express your thoughts and your feelings, the diva is just going to be demanding continuously their own way. Yeah. And unless they own it, and that's what I always say about sin, if we don't own it and we don't ask for forgiveness and repent from it, then we haven't learned anything. And to be in this kind of a marriage, I think, would be so exhausting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think, as I said earlier, the person who is the diva or divo, if they're not willing to get counseling, then the other person should. I think Joe might have one thing to say.
Yeah, I think, you know, Brian, you mentioned earlier in the show, you talked about an intensive that you did, you and your wife, a marriage intensive. And, you know, what you did there was just a lot of wisdom and just doing some preventative maintenance, if you will. And I think that's just a wise thing to do for everybody. Doesn't matter if, you know, you have the greatest marriage in the world, you should go for this regular maintenance, if you will, and wherever you can get it. And it sounds like the intensive that you folks did was just, very good. What you all flushed out, I don't know. But, you know, the basic thing is that you went before someone who objectively can look at your situation and give you some assistance to guide you along and taking the right next path. And that's critically important, I think.
So, yeah, it was really, really hard and at times extremely unpleasant. But it was one of the most important things we've ever done. And which is why I love your conclusion, because, you know, there are circumstances where, you know, we think we can fix our spouse or change their mind or whatever. No, sometimes we need professional help, and it's not bad. It's good to get it.
No, don't. Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of times, not so much now, but years ago, I think it was embarrassing to say that you went to a counselor. Now it's sometimes even cool, like, you know, my counselor said, you know, to where you're like, well, I have somebody who helps me out with things. But I would just probably also add that if we see things in our children, I've always thought this, if my children are disrespecting my husband, I better look at myself, because they might be modeling me. Mm-hmm. I remember a couple of times with each of my girls that I saw myself in them and I had to correct them, but then I had to make some changes. And it's too many. We could do another time on that. But the issue is, if you start to see things in your children that are exemplifying things like being a diva or a divo, you've got to nip that in the bud. But then you have to also take the moment and step back and say, wait a minute, is this my legacy to them? Is this what I am allowing them? It might be by your example, or else they're learning it someplace else and you're thinking, wait a minute, that cannot go on in this home. If one of my kids would have exemplifies this personality, they wouldn't have made it too far down the road. Because in our house, we had to do so many different things to help each other, as all of us do in our families. I wouldn't have put up with it.
Boy, it's a good thing I didn't bring up Kathleen being a diva. I'm just teasing, of course.
That is a great point. Joe, tell that one part.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you have the time to do this or not, but
we're almost out of time, but we can get the quick version. That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, there are some divas that are healthy. I mean, they love the spotlight. They work hard to be always in front and center of people. And there's, you know, very spirited, fun, and positive. Man, that's my daughter. Right? What they do is they bring people together. Yeah. You know, these people love to share the limelight with other people. Yeah. And they just make your world a nicer, more pleasant place to be, because they love to be able to share the spotlight with other people. And they just don't. They stand up for others, not just themselves. And so in some respects, this is a very positive aspect when you're dealing with people who have these characteristics of just being hardworking, fun people. And so, yeah, I would say, yeah, she's guilty.
Reminds me a lot of our Kathleen and Janelle. Let's just say that. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I think the point is, we always go back to what is the heart.
Yeah.
You know, if Kathleen walked into a room, she would not be the center of attention. She would wait. She always watches to see what is going on. But give her a microphone something where she can sing or laugh or make people laugh, then she will enjoy that. But if somebody else takes the mic, she's not going to sit there and say, well, I'm better than them. I don't know why I didn't get the mic. That would not be her. I have never once heard her say, ever, I don't know why I didn't get that part.
Great. We love you, Kathleen, of course. She spent a number of years with me. If you're new to the family, it used to be Brian and Kathleen. So I can wholeheartedly echo all of that. But hey, it's 8:33. We got to run. Joe and Cindy Farini have been with us from My Marriage Matters. Cindy, where can folks get more information about dealing with divas and divos in our marriages and families?
Well, the easiest way would be to look up the drama triangle, and you will get hours worth of entertainment, learning, and growth. It was we had so much fun, and we really learned a lot. So that would be the way. And if you'd like to come to us on Facebook, we're at My Marriage Matters. We'd love to have you there. This will air tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And thanks to Ron for doing that for us and Kevin, my web guy.
You bet. Thanks so much, Joe and Cindy Farini. Again, My Marriage Matters on Facebook and The Drama Triangles, which you could search for.